Lord. We usually have a song where we thank God for the radio broadcast. At this time, we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio show. And we ask that you will bring your minds in and we'll get started with the word of prayer. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for this day. We thank you for grace and for mercy, Lord. We thank you for your goodness toward us. Lord, you blessed us to see a day that was not promised unto us. Lord, you've been so good to us, and we just want to give thanks and praise to your name. Oh, Lord, for giving us the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, for another chance just to lift up your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power. Lord, we thank you for deliverance. Thank you for encouragement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of those who are listening on this afternoon and asking that you will visit them where they are, Lord God, and lay your hand upon them. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will grant every prayer request according to your holy will. We pray, God, that you will send forth your word and that your word will have free course. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us and, Lord, cause us to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, for without you, we can do nothing. We are depending on you and we are looking unto you, Lord. We need your help, for we are going through down here, Lord, the tribulations and the troubles like never before, oh God. And we know that you are aware of what's going on with us, Lord. You can see us, and you know our suffering, oh God. You know our pain, Lord Jesus. You know the things that we are dealing with on a daily basis. And Lord, you are acquainted with all of our grief. And we are looking to you right now because you're the only one with the power to do something about our situation. Lord, we cast all our cares on you because we know that you care for us. And we are waiting on you right now, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will teach us patience. Teach us, oh God, to wait on you, Lord. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. We believe you right now, and we count it as done. We glorify your name, and we lift you up. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory
to God.
Amen. We thank the Lord for prayer. And at this time, hosting the show on this afternoon is Evangelist Khadija Hameen, my daughter. She resides here in Baltimore, Maryland, and also my co-host is on the line, Evangelist Maybell Edmond. So at this time, we're going to turn it over to our host for this afternoon.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We just thank God for all of those on the broadcast today, those who are listening. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer in Jacksonville, Florida, at Victory Temple. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And she's from our Headquarters Church and Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. So we're going to go ahead and read our opening scripture. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'm going to read from the 102nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 102nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 102nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses. And truly, thank God for all of his goodness and his mercy, for his love. Thank God for an opportunity to say something before the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast, as I stated.
Yes,
thank God for all those who are listening.
I'm
going to go ahead and sing a song.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach so far down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice in the tempest. To him I plead, there to lean on his arms, safe from fear and alone when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me,
reach way down for me. Cause I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, when He reached down His hand for me, when He reached down His hand for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise Him.
Worthy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes.
I bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Because He didn't have to do it.
Amen.
He didn't have to reach down His hand. I was lost. I was so undone.
Nice.
The God of His only Son, when He reached down His hand for me, I thank Him.
Yes.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm grateful. I tell you, I thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful that the Lord saw fit to reach down His hand for me when I was lost, when I was in my sin. He stopped by and had mercy on me, and I thank Him for it.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for the word and the song. And at this time, I'm going to turn this broadcast over into Evangelist Maybelle's hands. You can have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Thank God
for the song. When the Savior reached down His hand.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
He reached down His hand and saved me, I tell you.
Yes,
He didn't have to do it, but He did because of His mercy and His love toward us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. As the scripture said, we didn't choose Him, but He chose us.
Yes, Lord.
He looked down on us with a pitiful eye and had mercy on our souls. Hallelujah. And
Hallelujah.
He saw that He could use us.
Yes, Lord.
And He chose us. And He called us out of the world into this marvelous life. And I'm glad about it today.
Yes,
I'm glad about what God has done.
Thank you,
nobody can do it but God.
Nobody.
God to work this miracle in our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it took God to bring us out of our sins.
Amen.
It took God to wash us and make us clean. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it took God to raise us up.
Thank you.
To look in the mirror. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In thy holy name, Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for
what He has done and what He's doing in our lives. We are thankful for what God is doing on this radio broadcast.
He's working it out.
He's touching somebody.
Yes, Lord.
He's touching in a special way. Hallelujah. We thank God for every listener, for everyone that is on the line. We pray that you will be blessed through this ministry.
Amen.
That somebody may be converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You have the Holy Ghost, that you will be strengthened and encouraged.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord saved you. We want you to be encouraged to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes,
we want you to be encouraged to hold fast where you're weak. Hallelujah. Let
Amen.
God have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Take the word of God and run with it. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Move in your life. Let him lead you and guide you. Let him take control of your life. And let him take control of the situation that's going on in your life.
Yes, Lord.
And knows how to work it out. Hallelujah. God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. There is no temptation taking you. But such as is common unto man, but the
Lord
is able to make the way that you may be able to escape.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
But
thank
you,
Lord.
Work it out while you're trying to figure it out. God,
God has
already worked it out. Thank you, Jesus. Look to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And do good. And barely thou shalt be fed. Hallelujah. Reach your way unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Submit yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Submit your life unto God. He's able to work it out. He'll work everything out. My God is a good God. He's a worthy God.
Amen.
He's worthy of the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give your life to Jesus. situation to Jesus. Back away, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He can turn your life around. He
Hallelujah.
Make you brand new. Show
yep.
God is just brand new.
Brand
I looked at my hands. My hands look new.
Yeah.
I looked at my feet. And
Preach.
They did too.
They did too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brand new. Look at your life and see the change and see what God had done for you.
Come on.
And give him thanks. Hallelujah. And say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can thank him for allowing you to hear the word of God. You can thank him for touching your mind. You can thank him because
yes.
you got a mind to change from your way. You
mm-hmm.
can thank him.
Thank him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for what he's already done in your life. Glory, glory.
Thank
you. My God, my God, my God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
my
you.
God is so good. He is so worthy. His name is worthy to be praised. The Savior. He reached down. And he touched us.
Yes, Lord.
He brought us out of sin.
Yes,
hallelujah. He took his hand and he touched our souls. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he
you,
blessed
Lord.
Us. He made a way for us.
Made
he opened
way.
The door for us.
Yes.
Everything. Hallelujah. God
hallelujah.
Gave us everything.
Everything.
We needed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory yes. to the name of Jesus. Saints, brothers, and sisters, give
oh,
God some praise.
Thank
give
you,
him
Jesus.
Thankful unto him. Be hey. Thankful for what he's already done. If he brings food on your table, that's something you can thank God for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
oh.
Jesus.
Thank you,
don't
Jesus.
Be a murmurer. Don't be a complainer.
Yes.
Always murmuring. Always complaining.
Amen.
Give God some praise.
Amen.
Bless him for what you already have.
Hallelujah.
Thank him in advance for what yes. he's going to do.
Amen.
Lord God, we may not see it. We may not see
all
that God is doing, but we mm-hmm. can thank him in advance
thank
and
you.
Believe him in faith. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah. How can they hear without a preacher?
All right.
How
yeah.
can he preach
how?
Except he be sent? Hallelujah.
Preach.
Have they not all heard? Family, the sound went into all the earth. Hallelujah. The
yeah.
word went out. They heard the word. Hallelujah. Now take that word that you heard and go by faith. You may not see your way, but God's got a way.
Yes,
Jesus.
Way.
And his way is mighty sweet.
Amen.
There's a way that seemeth right unto a man,
mm-hmm.
but the thereof ways of death. Hallelujah.
Thank
like
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
go God's way. We got to go God's way.
Amen.
Jesus
right.
said, I am the way,
yes.
the truth, and the life. No oh. man, no man,
no man,
no man but to the Father, but by me. Hallelujah. We got to come in
yes.
at the door, the door, the sheepfold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to come in at the door.
Amen.
Jesus is the only way.
Yes.
There's no other way but by the word and by Jesus, the Son of God. That is the way. Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the
not
way.
Our way. Not our way. But
no.
Jesus. He Jesus. Is the way.
He's the way.
Glory to God. He's the way to salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
glory
you.
To your name, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Jesus is the only way
yes.
that we'll be able to enter in at that straight gate.
Yes.
Because be there be. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wide
yes.
is the gate. And to those that are going to that lake of fire, it's
my
wide.
God.
There's
wide.
A wide road, but narrow. Is the way, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That way to Jesus is narrow. There's only going to be a few people that make it to that city. I want to be one of them. That make it to that city.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I'm done down here, be inside. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. When I'm down here and I'm being rebuked, hallelujah.
Yes,
ma'am. Being criticized, being talked about, being lied on, being cheated. Hallelujah. When I'm done, I want to make heaven my home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
this earthly tabernacle was designed. We have a building of God, not made by hands. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm seeking to go there. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get there. Hallelujah. Can you all along the way? But I'm trying to get there. Thank Jesus. I want to make it to that beautiful city. Help me to make it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I know you're able, Lord. You are able, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Drive and to go forward. Don't let us take down. Don't let us draw back on you. But help us to fight the good fight of faith. Help us, Jesus, to lay hold of eternal life.
Yes,
help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to make it to that city, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you're able. You're able. You know all about us. You know our weaknesses.
You
know our afflictions. You know, Lord, what we are going through. You know how we're being tried.
But
we want to make it. We want to make it.
We want to make it.
Striving. You enter in at the same gate. Hallelujah. We're striving, Lord. Hallelujah. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and come to our rescue. He'll work it out. He'll fix it for his people. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God will do it. He'll do whatever we need him to do. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to thy name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In thy name, Lord. Help somebody, Lord. Help some soul, Lord. Touch right now, Jesus.
Touch Jesus.
We know you're able, Jesus.
Jesus.
Help somebody to give it over to you.
Help
them to turn it over to you and let you work it out. In the name of Jesus, you said the battle is not ours. The battle belongs unto the Lord. Lord, we need you to fight our battle. Oh, my God. We can't fight the battle ourselves, but we need you to fight it for us. So have your way. Move in a mighty way. You move for the children of Israel.
Yes.
You made a way for them in the wilderness. You made a way for them through the Red Sea. Help us, Lord.
Trust
you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us,
to take you at your word. Help us not to doubt you, O Lord. Cast out all doubt. Cast out all fear. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless your people, O Lord. Bless in a mighty way. Have thine own way, Jesus. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Bind the works of Satan. We come to hinder and to bind. But we believe your word, and we know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us. You're able to keep that which we committed unto you against that day. And we believe you. Oh, my God, our trust is in you, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord, and not in self. It's not in us. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name. We give glory and honor.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Glory and honor belongeth unto you.
Belongs to you.
You said in your word, your glory will you not give to another.
Amen.
But we thank you, O Lord.
Thank you,
you for your word.
Glory.
Thank you for your anointing, O Lord.
Thank
you for your strength.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thy word will never fail. thy word abideth forever. Hallelujah. When everything else go down, your word is going to stand.
Thank you,
Jesus. When the heavens roll up like a scroll, your word is going to stand. When the elements shall melt with fervent heat, your word is going to stand. Hallelujah. Your name is worthy to be praised, O Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, O Lord.
Thank you
for your word, Jesus. Thank you for this broadcast ministry, for how you bless our souls, O Lord, for how you're yet blessing us. Help us, Jesus. Give us strength to continue to do your will and speak your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to hold out. And we're depending on you to take us through every test and every trial. Depending on you to fix every situation in our lives. And we're depending on you to save souls. Those who want to be saved. Those who want to make a change. Oh, my God, we believe that you will do it. You said you would. And we believe your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, he that hear my word, hear me. Hallelujah. The word of God is going out. Somebody heard the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has heard the word of God.
Thank you,
God. If you accept that word, God will work a miracle in your life. He can do it right now.
Right now.
If you believe God, God will. He'll work that miracle in your life. That change that you want made in your life.
Come
God
on.
Will do it right now.
Right now.
It don't take him all day. Don't take him all night. Don't take him weeks and months and years. But right now,
if you believe the Lord right now,
after hearing the word of God, if you accept him right now, if the Lord touch you right now, you will say, thank you, Jesus. I believe you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are real.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
He's real. God is real.
God is real.
And thank him and give his name praise. For what he has already done in your life. That's the change right there. That's the change right there. Glory, hallelujah. You don't want to live the way you was living. You don't want to walk the way you was walking. You don't want to talk the way you was talking. Saying all kinds of curse words. Telling all kinds of lies. You don't want to do that no more. I tell you, God, He'll take it out right now.
Hallelujah.
Just fall out with your ways and give it over to Jesus.
Amen.
Turn it all over to Jesus. Cast your burden upon the Lord. And he shall sustain thee. Hallelujah. Casting all your care upon him. For he cared for you.
God cares.
Don't let the devil fool you. God cares about you. He cares for you. That's why he said casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you believe right now, the work is already done.
Amen.
Jesus already died on that cross.
Amen.
So you can be free. Hallelujah. He gave his life so you can be free. And all you have to do, all that he is requiring that you do, is to believe out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It'll be like fire down on the inside.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. And God's Spirit will quicken you, and he will cause your mouth to come open wide. And you'll say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your touch
and for what you have done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I tell you, my soul is happy. I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. Yes. I praise his name because he didn't have to do it. He could have let me be in sin. Hallelujah. He could have let my soul be lost.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for God having so much mercy, being so merciful unto a wretch like me. Hallelujah. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything to deserve this grace that the Lord had bestowed upon me. But his mercy, his grace, and his love gave me in. And I'm glad about it. He
Thank
drew
you.
Me in with his bands of love and mercy.
Oh,
why I'm so happy. That's why I'm glad for what God has done. Nobody could do what God had done. Smoking on the cigarettes couldn't do it. Puffing on the joint couldn't do it. Drinking the liquor couldn't do it. But God did it.
All
he
right.
took
yeah.
it out. He took it out by the roots.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm thankful for what he has done. And you will be too. When he takes it out of you, you'll be happy too. You'll be so glad. You'll have a testimony, and you could be a witness.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless your name.
Oh, Lord. I don't even feel like coming in. Lord, bless your soul. I tell you, you're talking about drunk. Drunk in the spirit.
Right.
You don't have to drink that old liquor to get drunk. Hallelujah. You don't have to smoke that joint to get high.
No.
But
come
the
on.
Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost.
Spirit will cause you to get high in
Amen.
Your Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His Spirit will cause you to be like a drunk man. I thought about Peter. On the day of Pentecost, when he got up, he stood up and he preached. Hallelujah. They said, these men must be drunk off of a new wine. Peter stood up and said, not so. These men are not drunk as he supposed.
Amen.
Not as you think,
right.
But this is that.
This
which
is
was
that.
Spoken of by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah.
Oh.
In the last days, he said, I will go out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. They shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Said the old man shall dream dreams. And the young men shall see visions. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
These are the last days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. These are the last days. And he is pouring out of his spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. I tell you, the Lord is good. I tell you, I feel drunk right now.
All right,
in
Lord.
The Spirit of God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to come on in. I tell you, God is so good. Thank God for that beautiful song. That came forth from Evangelist Cadija. I tell you, the Lord reached down his hand and he touched us. He saved us. He called us and he reached down his hand and with his bands of love, he drew us on in.
In
over on the Lord's side. And I'm glad to be over on this side. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brought me out of that bondage down in Egypt land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. He'll be the same thing for you. You'll be able to praise him. You'll be able to give him thanks. You'll be able to open your mouth wide and lift up the name of Jesus, for he is so worthy. Let us say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. bless your word. Just bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I thank God. Thank him for what he's doing, what I believe he's going to do. And I believe he's working it out. I believe he's working on somebody right now.
Somebody's
working on a soul right now.
Just
accepting right now. Go right to the Lord. Accepting right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I believe.
Lord,
have your way. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you can call in, and you can give your testimony.
Yes,
and you can say, I heard the word of God, and my soul, my heart has been touched. And
glory
I believe God. Glory to God. That's all it takes. It's just as easy as that. You can call in and say, Lord, I believe you. The Lord touched me. And I believe him. And I thank him for it. Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
my name. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When you get your chance after this service, you can call in. If you've been touched, you've been blessed, you heard the word, and you want to be saved, you can call in.
Glory.
You can text. Just text 410-209-75. 03. Just text it. Take a little time out and text 410-209-7503. You can text and give your testimony and tell what the Lord has done for you and thank him for what he has done because he's been so good and he's been good to you. He let you hear this word. And it's for a reason.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Glory
Give me that number one more time. 410-209-7503. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
And he sent that word under the anointing.
Amen.
Also included is the prayer, the anointed prayer.
Yes.
And God, and I know that God has spoken to someone out there in radio land.
Amen.
I know that God is moving on someone's heart in radio land. And I thank God for that beautiful message coming through the evangelist and giving portion of her testimony, letting us know how much God loves us. And how he reached down, the Savior reached way down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he touched us. He didn't have to do this. But he
reached
down and picked
us
up. Oh, bless the name
glory,
of Jesus.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
He called us out of the world and into his marvelous light. Oh,
amen.
God truly is a merciful God. He's a God
he
full of love and full of compassion. Amen.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And I'm not ashamed the Lord did for me. I don't mind telling what God has done for me, because I want everyone to know that what he's done for me, he can do the same thing for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And it's no shame in repenting of my sins and asking the Lord to forgive me. There's no shame in that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I admit my wrong.
That's right.
I confess my faults before the Lord. I ask God to have mercy on me. I became sorry for the wrong that I had done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Lord looked down on me, and he had mercy on my soul. And he reached way down and picked me up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. He turned my life around. He changed my course. I was headed in one direction, but he turned me around. And I'm glad about it.
I'm not
ashamed to tell it, how the Lord stopped me in my tracks, and he changed my course. And I'm so glad about it. Praise God. I just thank God for this precious word that came through the evangelist on this afternoon, and the things that she was saying. I'm just bearing witness to the word of God. Lord, God will bring about a change. He will surely make a change in your life.
Amen.
Praise God. He will cause you to be on the wheel in the potter's house. He truly is that potter. And when we go down to the potter's house, he will throw us on the wheel. Praise be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Because we're nothing but clay. And the potter takes the clay. And I used to do this in high school. We would take the clay and we would throw it down on the wheel. There was nothing gentle about it, because we had to get all the air bubbles out. So we would slam it down on that wheel, and we would squeeze it all the time, all the way around, to make sure there were no air bubbles in it. Because when you put it in the kiln and heat it up, then there are air bubbles, it's going to explode. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to God. But God, he does work on us. And when he gets through, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
When God gets through, then we shall come forth as pure gold.
Amen.
He removes all the impurities. He removes everything that shouldn't be there. And then when we go through the fire, hallelujah, there's no impurities there. We come out as pure gold.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the beautiful message. And it's a witness, because I actually had some of the same scriptures that she quoted that I would have spoken about had I brought the word today. Amen. I'm so grateful that just give witness to the word of God. Also, she went on and prayed. The spirit of prayer came on her.
And
the Lord and the blessed through that prayer. And I just want to encourage those of you who are listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't be ashamed. You can tell what God has done for you. If you desire to let someone know that the Lord touched you through this radio ministry, and you just want to tell it, you don't have to give any long drawn out. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You can text this number and let us know that you want to tell your testimony, and we'll give you the opportunity to tell your testimony over the radio line. Amen.
Yes.
419-7503.
Yes.
Who will take a stand for Christ?
Yes.
Will there be one that tell what God has done for you? Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
It doesn't matter who you are. You can be professing to be saved, and God has done something for you through this ministry.
Amen. That's right.
If you want to tell your testimony, you are welcome to do so. Amen.
Amen.
Call in,
amen,
or rather text, and let us know that you want to testify, and we'll bring you on the radio line. Praise,
yes,
God,
Lord.
And you can be a witness of what God has done and what God can do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise,
amen,
the Lord. But we are so grateful. We truly thank God for each and every one of you, everyone who's listening. Praise the,
yes,
Lord. And I tell you, God is doing something great and something mighty. And I,
yes,
want to encourage,
Lord,
you to just take the word of God in. And if God is striving with you, don't draw back. Don't try to run from God. There's no way that you can hide. Wherever you go, God's going to be there already. There's,
amen,
no escape. You can't run from the presence of the Lord. You can,
amen,
try, but it just won't work out. Jonah,
amen,
he tried to run from the presence of the Lord.
All right.
Yes. After God had given him to go down to Nineveh.
Yes.
And testify, or rather, to warn the people that,
all
the,
right,
judgment was coming. Amen. And,
yes,
Jonah, he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do, so he thought,
amen,
that he could escape the presence of the Lord. Instead,
yes,
of,
yes,
going to Nineveh, he decided to take a ship and go to Tarshish.
Yes.
Glory,
yes,
to God. But he had a rocky journey along the way. God,
amen,
had to trouble the waters. Oh, Lord. And he sent the storm. And Jonah almost lost his life trying to,
amen,
run from the presence of the Lord.
Oh,
when,
yes,
God has a call on you, don't run from God.
Amen.
Amen. Yield to him and say, yes, Lord, I'll,
amen,
do it. Jonah did get another chance, but he certainly went through a whole lot before he got that second chance.
Yes, he,
amen,
did.
Ended,
yes,
up being thrown overboard.
Yes.
He ended up in the belly of a big fish. And he,
yes,
was in there for 3 days and three nights. He couldn't,
mm-hmm,
eat anything. He couldn't do anything. There was darkness. And seaweeds were wrapped all around his head. You know,
yes,
but one thing he knew he could do. He prayed and called on the name of the Lord.
All right, yes.
And God heard him down in the depths of the sea.
Amen.
In the belly of,
yes,
that big fish.
Amen.
My God.
Yes.
God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Had mercy. And,
yes,
gave him another chance. And he began to speak to the fish. Told the fish to spit him up on the dry land. The,
yes,
fish obeyed God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jonah was spat up on the dry land.
Amen.
I'm telling you of a truth. Jonah got in a hurry, and he went,
amen,
on down to Nineveh, and he began to cry out to them and prophesy the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he,
God,
did.
So I encourage you to please take heed to the word of God, and there's no shame in telling what God has done for you. You have,
amen,
no idea how that can be a blessing or help someone else. Amen.
Amen.
Don't keep it to yourself. Because,
amen,
when God does something for you, you want the whole world to know. You're,
yes,
excited about it. You want to tell it. I mean, it's just a burning desire on the inside to let,
yes,
someone know how good God is. And you don't,
amen,
want to keep it to yourself. You want to share it with everyone,
yes,
that you can.
Yes.
We do thank God for this radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. My soul,
amen,
has been touched,
amen,
and uplifted. And I'm,
yes,
encouraged.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God. And I just want to say to you, thank you so much for your prayers and for,
thank
your
you,
support,
Jesus,
and also,
yes,
for your love. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And if you decide you want to try this another day, we're going to extend that opportunity to you. Or you can let us know ahead of time so we'll have you on the line with us. Amen. Praise the,
amen,
Lord. We have shows coming up, and if there's a time that you would like to share your testimony, you are welcome to do so. Just send us a text and let us know. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for everything done thus far. And now at this time, we're going to turn it over to the host of the show for this afternoon for remarks and announcements and however the Lord leads her. Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Just thank God for the word and for prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Hamid. I
tell
you that, that God just came in and just took over. I love
Amen.
That.
Yes.
Please, if you want to be saved, if you want to be changed, God will. He'll reach down
and make you over again. Amen.
And I tell you, if you want to call in, if you want to text in, that's a wonderful thing. It's not. You don't have to be ashamed of it. It's and I usually say that text is less invasive than actually calling. So if you text and you don't want to be on the air, you can just send a text and say, I just want to thank God for touching me, and just
Amen.
Leave your name. You can leave your name or somebody else's name. We can put them on the prayer list as well. Just want to, if anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School. The word one is O-N-E. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School. Let us remember to continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Marcus West. I need the rest of the West names, and I have the Lee County Administration. Remember to pray for Minister Troy Johnson, Elder Gary Simpkins. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Robert Huff, the Turner family, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, my cousin, the Bereaved Calloway family, Mr. Wade. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Patricia Smith, the Bereaved Smith family, the Bereaved Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children. We want to pray a special prayer for her infant son, Jason. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Sheila Peoples, the Bereaved Diggs family, Brenda Edmond, the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, Miss Tia, Gloria West, and her family as well. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogs and Evangelist Renee Jones, along with Evangelist Annette Bradley, are on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And I believe that Pastor Elder Bennett, he's going to be on the line tonight preaching. And on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor, the one that's going to be preaching on the Prayer News Network. And the phone number for that on Sundays is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7634. 1-800-273-1. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast, or you can send it to us, or you can text it to us as well at that number, 410-209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have. I'm going to turn the rest of the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our host, Evangelist Khadija, and
praise
she's
Lord.
Doing such a beautiful job. Amen. We thank God for all of the announcements, and we ask that you will continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list, those names that were called as well as the names that were not called. Prayer list, I believe she was asking about the additional West family. We have DeMarcus West, Larry Crawford West, and his children, along with the Lee County administrations. And we understand that a lot of things are going on. A lot of people their lives are in jeopardy. You know, their families' lives are in jeopardy. So we definitely need a whole lot of prayer. And I just thank that because I know that prayer works, and it's important that we keep one another lifted up in prayer. Let's join our forces together in praying for our nation and for the world. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And I'm so grateful. My heart is yet rejoicing from the word of God and through the prayer. The Lord, he did something just so wonderful. He just came in and he began to speak and minister to us.
Amen.
Everything that anyone needed was in this radio broadcast this afternoon. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm going to encourage you to take that which the Lord has given you and you treasure it. You hold on to that and you add to it. Keep on listening to the word of God. Amen. Keep speaking the Lord. Keep looking to him and keep on working on making a change. Hallelujah. Because it is truly time for us to change. We have to change how we do things now. This change came about not because we wanted to change, amen, but it was a necessity to change what we do.
Amen. Amen.
So we change the way we minister now.
Amen.
We weren't doing this before. But God has caused us to go in a different way and to be more effective. And I'm so grateful. I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want you to know that we do love you with the love of Jesus, and we are praying for you. We truly thank God for you. And we're going to hear from our speaker on this afternoon for any final words, if she has any. Amen. Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for his word and for the Spirit of God and how he took over. I tell you, I'm no more my own, but I have to let the Lord have his way. But the Lord, he met us. He met us here. He met us there.
Amen.
He met us wherever you are.
Yeah,
amen. So we thank God for his wonderful works and the great things that he has done. And we are so happy. We want to encourage you to continue to listen in on the broadcast. Tell your friends about it.
Amen.
Tell your family members about it.
Yeah.
Tell it wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard somebody tune in to this radio broadcast. It's getting better and better.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God. We love what God is doing.
Yeah.
It's joy over here. Somebody say you can't have no fun. We are having a lot of fun.
Glory to God.
Yeah, we can dance too. We dance. We sing. We shout. We play the music. And we give God's name the praise.
Amen.
There is nothing boring about this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil got you thinking that it's boring. It's not. It's not. You'll see. If you keep on. You keep listening in and you keep letting the Lord move on you and work in you. You'll see.
Amen.
After a while, to come to a point you don't want nothing but this.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So I just thank God for everything, for Dennis. I mean, the exhortations that she gave for the song that was sang by her daughter, Dennis Khadija.
Amen.
I really enjoyed her singing and her unction to do something for the Lord. That means a whole lot. All of you that listen in and tune in each week, I thank God for Gloria West and her family, how she sacrifices and she listens in and gets the word. And she don't just get it. She spreads it.
All
she
right.
She tells others about it.
That's
and
all right.
Gives others the names, the phone numbers.
All
of
right.
Where they can call and listen in on this broadcast. So that's good. Thank God for that. And thank God for her and her family. And we want to yet remember Martha Colbert, her mother, Sister Mary Colbert, in our prayers. She's getting better, I understand. But
thank
God, keep her in our prayers also. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service back over to Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, thank God for the evangelist letting the Lord have his way. I want to encourage you, evangelist, continue to allow God to have his way in your life and do everything that the Lord gives you to do. Whatever he gives you to say, open your mouth and let him speak. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is more important in these days than ever that we hear a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So let us be encouraged. And throughout the course of the week, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us focus on the word of God. Amen. Be not troubled. Don't let these things around you get you all upset, but just turn instead and trust the Lord. Just put your future in his hand. Amen.
Yes.
Because he knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what to do. So please be encouraged, each and every one. And we invite you to tune back in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And we ask that you will keep us lifted up in prayer, that we can do the work of the Lord as the Lord has commanded and the way he wants it done. And we have to understand that everyone is not going to support the work of the Lord.
Amen.
The enemy hates anything to do with God. The moment you make up your mind that you're going to do something for the Lord, that's when the enemy gets stirred up and he wants to come against you and he wants to stop you. And we're not going to understand everything that God is doing.
Amen.
And again, people are not going to agree with how God is leading you. Amen.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Have to know that this is the way God is leading you.
Yes.
When God gives you something, it's not that he gave it to everyone else, but he gave it to you. And you're the one that's held with that charge and have to do what God has given you to do. But do it the way God gives it to you. Don't be influenced by someone else because, well, I don't like it because y'all always singing.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep on singing, and we're going to keep on giving God praise. You
Amen.
Might not
yes.
agree with that, but that's all right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let anyone stop you. Well, I don't believe you ought to do it this way. I don't think you should have done this or that. Well, that's
yes.
between you and God, you know. You
Amen.
Want to talk to God about that? You can certainly do that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God will surely manifest himself. And when God has sanctioned something or commissioned us to do something, he's going to set his approval on it.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to
Amen.
Let the world know that he surely did call you to do this specific work. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So don't worry if people don't like you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry if they start talking about you or
yes.
start coming against you. Don't worry about that. Amen.
Amen.
You just go on and do what the Lord has given you to do. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not worried about it.
Amen.
The enemy doesn't like me. He hates
Amen.
He hates
yes.
every person of God. Anybody who wants to seek the Lord, do something for God. The enemy hates you. The
Amen.
World hates you. Why?
Yes.
Because they hated Jesus first. And without
Amen.
A cause, didn't have a cause to hate Jesus at all.
Amen.
But the world hated Jesus, and if we are followers of Jesus, they're going to hate us too.
Amen.
And those so-called followers, they also hate you. They go to church with you. They sing
yes.
with you. They pray with you. They preach
all right.
in the pulpit.
All right.
They do all of this, but they are not for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
That's
so let us know, as long as the Lord is on our side, that's what matters. That's all
Amen.
That Praise
Amen.
God. So I'm going to let you go. I could go on and on and on. Praise the Lord. But this part of the radio broadcast has come to a close. And what I have learned, there was a change with our show. Instead of being an hour and a half, it's 2 hours long. So there's still another half hour left on to the show. So one more time, I'm going to reach out to you. If there's anyone who would like to give a testimony or text in for a prayer request, we're going to give you a chance to do that right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And while you are texting in, I believe we'll have a selection, just a little brief song, nothing long and drawn out, but just a little song.
Praise the Lord.
From me?
Do you have one?
I could say a little something.
Well, we could just say, come to Jesus.
Okay.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you, just now. Just now, he will save you, he will save you, just now. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him. Just now, just now, only trust him,
Only trust him just now. God bless you. Until the next time, may heaven smile upon you and be blessed. We love you. This concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon.